Well, a new report reveals that Britain's Queen Elizabeth requested a poverty grant to help heat the royal palaces. The report shows that in 2004, a senior royal aide had asked for a handout from a £60 million energy saving fund. The aide had also complained that the £15 million government grant to maintain the Queen's palaces was inadequate. However, according to documents disclosed under the Freedom of Information Act, ministers rebuffed the royal request because they feared it would cause a public relations disaster. It was explained to the royal household that poverty fund was aimed at schools, hospitals, and families on low income. So far, Buckingham Palace has not commented on these disclosures. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Amina Taylor, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the British capital. And Amina, this sort of defies logic. I'm trying to understand, does the Queen think that she is poor? Do her aides think that she is poor?
Well, let's just be clear about this. Personally, it would not have been Elizabeth II herself making this request, but for somebody so senior in the royal household to think this would be an effective use of public money, it defies logic, as you pointed out there. And do remember, in 2001, the sovereign grant, or the amount of public funds available as a kind of reserve for the royal household, stood at nearly £30 million. So the idea that they would have to dip into those resources to actually heat the royal palaces, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because as we spoke a while back on this program, but when it was revealed that there was only £1 million left in that reserve fund, well, there was more than enough to cover that. And it's almost a slap in the face for those who would have been dealing with spiraling heat costs when the winter sets in. I mean, granted, the royal household is slightly bigger in scope. You know, we're dealing with a situation where some of these buildings haven't actually been serviced since the 50s and 60s. But you are also not dealing with a situation where, personally speaking, if members, senior members of the royal family, wanted to have this done, they could afford to do it. Queen Elizabeth II is estimated to have a personal fortune of £330 million. So let's be honest, if Her Majesty wanted this done, she could have just cut a check. The person who actually went from the household staff and thought they'd make this request, well, luckily that was shot down, because it would have been a public relations disaster, to say the least. For those who might have been on the fence about whether Britain should be a republic or not, I dare say that would have tipped them over. It's laughable. It is so bad, and it's such poor judgment, especially at a time. Remember, 2004, yes, still some of those heady days when it came to Britain finances, but can you imagine, in light of the 2008 crash and the austerity programs from 2010, to that to be made public now? It seems just such poor form, such a bad decision, and we're very happy that that was vetoed at the early stages. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
And Amina, realistically speaking, are we going to expect a response to this entire thing from Buckingham Palace, pardon me, especially considering it is quite embarrassing, and it does show the Queen, or at least her aides or somebody close to her, as being very out of touch with what's really going on in the country?
Not just out of touch with what's going on in the country. It's almost as if they're operating on a different planet here. And though we talked about, you know, the royal household being down to its last million, we're also looking at a situation where the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have helped and dipped into their pockets to try and help to refurbish Kensington Palace. But still, that cost British taxpayers £3.4 million over the last financial year. We're still dealing with an institution that last year cost the average Brit 56 pence. You know, it doesn't seem like a lot of money, but when you talk about the public purse, that being over 35 million going towards a royal institution where members themselves are sitting on tens of millions in private monies, a lot of Republicans would argue they should only be allowed to dip into public finances when personal finances have been exhausted. Prince William, for example, he gets a stipend from the duchy, that fund that takes into consideration taxes from lands and investments and so on. Here's a young man who's just over the age of 30 who is sitting on over 20 million as a fortune. Of course he could be allowed to do up his own kitchen and bathroom, quite frankly. Most of us in this country have no idea what planet this family operates on. We really don't.
All right, that's a good line to end on. We'll leave it there, Amina, but thanks a lot, as always.